This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite a great problem, the problem on our southern border. And it's not with Mexican immigrants necessarily wanting to come to the United States. It's with people from Venezuela and Haiti and Cuba and Central America, from everywhere, who are traveling through Mexico as a way of getting into the United States, crossing the border, and then applying for asylum. And 10,000 people yesterday, 10,000 people the day before, and even more now with Title 42 not in place. Jason Riley has written about and thought about immigration for a long time and very constructively. The columnist from the Wall Street Journal is going to be joining us shortly with, okay, everyone I think can agree that President Biden has done a very poor job, very disappointing job, made no progress at all in terms of dealing with border security and the problem of immigration. That poor job began with his selection of Kamala Harris to be in charge of the whole thing. We played earlier today some of the latest incoherent burps that she was offering about issues of equity and her new chair of an equity commission. But we will be speaking coming up with Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal on dealing with the immigration issue more constructively, and particularly how can Republicans offer a constructive alternative to what is going on right now. And what is going on right now, I mean, has to do with where the Republican Party is going to position itself for 2024. Mark Thiessen, who is a former speechwriter, primary speechwriter for President George W. Bush, he is columnist for the Washington Post. And he begins a commentary about the town hall meeting that took place at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire on Tuesday night, where President Trump was really treated like the president. He actually was addressed as Mr. President. And Peggy Noonan speculates that that might have been part of the deal with CNN, because CNN wanted to put Trump on TV. And they may have agreed that Caitlin Collins would address him as Mr. President or President Trump rather than Donald. No, I'm not suggesting she address him as Donald, but Mr. Trump probably would have been fine, but not according to the way it played out. Mark Thiessen, in his column for the Washington Post, begins, if you are a Republican primary voter, ask yourself a simple question. Was Donald Trump's performance in his CNN town hall on Wednesday night the ground on which you want to fight the 2024 election? With Title 42 migrant restrictions ending the next day, one would think Trump would have opened with an attack on Biden's disastrous border policies, but no. He was more than happy to spend the first half of the night talking about himself and his grievances. Granted, this is what Caitlin Collins asked him about, but Trump could have said, I know you want to talk about the 2020 election and January 6th, but I'm here to talk about the 2024 election and the disasters Joe Biden has unleashed on our country. When he did venture into public policy, writes Mark Thiessen, it was to say that he would restore family separations at the southern border. Quote, when you say to a family that if you come, we're going to break you up, they don't come, unquote. and to urge Republicans to, quote, do a default on the national debt. You might as well do it now, he said, because you're going to default eventually anyway. This was a catastrophic move that would give Biden the pretext to shift blame for his ruinous economic policies onto Republicans. The whole thing, writes Mark Thiessen, was a three-alarm dumpster fire for the GOP. What struck me was not so much that it was a dumpster fire, but how it actually took a wrecking ball to all of the basic core principles that the Republican Party has stood for since I was a child, since the Eisenhower era, for goodness sake, and certainly through the Reagan era. If there are four characteristics that it seems to me Republicans use to distinguish our party from the opposition and to distinguish our party in the modern era, they have been, number one, a strong opposition to communism, a strong opposition to the Soviet Union, a strong willingness to invest money and prestige and American force when necessary to defend the world against autocracy and the Soviet Union and what President Reagan rightly called the evil empire. And on Wednesday night, at that town hall, President Trump refused. He was pressed repeatedly to say that Ukraine deserved to win the war, that it was in America's interest that Ukraine should not be subjugated by the war criminal, Vladimir Putin. And, of course, he wouldn't touch saying that. It's not a question of characterizing Vladimir Putin as a war criminal. It's saying that the Russians, led by Vladimir Putin, are committing war crimes, and that's going on every day. The refusal to say that, to see a difference between Ukraine and Russia, between decency and evil, that's not Republican. And then there's another sense in which Republicans have always defended law and order. Republicans have always been the party of cops and basically people who defend cops and understand that we need policing and we need an orderly justice system to keep us safe. And instead, President Trump denounced a heroic Capitol police officer as a thug. Guy happened to be black. And because he was protecting the Senate floor, the House floor of the House chamber in the Capitol building from invasion by people who are breaking glass and crawling through glass. This is outrageous. And when President Trump described January 6th as a beautiful day, and talked about the wonderful people that he was planning to pardon, what happened to the Republican Party as the party of law and order? And then the Republican Party has always been the party of fiscal sanity and discipline, not spending us into oblivion, but actually moving us, as Newt Gingrich did successfully, away from deficit spending into actually, briefly, a short-lived surplus. When did we lose that? When did we become the party that says, oh, go ahead and default, we're going to default? And then, of course, there's the idea of the Republican Party as the party of family values, of character counts, and very different from taking the position that for a million years people have been saying that when you're a star, they let you do it. And basically, people who have achieved a certain stardom can do well in many capacities, as President Trump emphasized on Wednesday night. So where do we go from there? And where do we go in terms of handling the immigration crisis more effectively than Joe Biden? We'll be talking about that with Jason Riley coming up.
the greatest show on God's green earth.
The whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
The Michael Medved Show.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And on the Michael Medved Show, disturbing news from New York City, with all of the discussion over the case of Jordan Neely, who was the homeless Michael Jackson impersonator. And I keep mentioning that Michael Jackson impersonator is because he was pretty good. He did that. And danced on the subway and in between arrests, entertained people. And look, the guy had a very difficult life. He was 30 years old when he was killed. But with all of that going on in New York City, there's more news about a homeless criminal who I think is going to get much less sympathy. A story is that a homeless man has been charged with hate crimes for his treatment of two LGBTQ plus pride flags. What did he do that was so disrespectful to those flags? The way the accounts run in the New York press, he defecated on them. Here is the story. A homeless man has been charged with several hate crimes for defecating on an LGBTQ pride flag and wiping his behind with another at a Manhattan restaurant. You want to go to that restaurant for Mother's Day? According to the NYPD. I know Mother's Day reservations are tough to get, but maybe this restaurant would be an exception. Fred Innocent, that's his name, who's 45 years old, walked into Buceo 95, a tapas bar on West 95th Street in Broadway, on the Upper West Side. And that was on April 15th at about 10 a.m. as the day crew was setting up. So it was before the luncheon had even started. He grabbed two rainbow flags off a table, cops said. He then relieved himself, number two, on one of the banners, according to police. And
dare to be different and dare to really be flamboyant.
And then cleaned himself with another flag. The hate crime charges, I'm not sure how they will proceed in court. But this also goes to another effort by the left to enshrine the rights of what they like to call houseless people or people experiencing homelessness. There's an Oregon bill that would decriminalize homeless encampments in public places and allow homeless people to sue for $1,000 if they are harassed by anyone or told to leave. That bill apparently would not move forward. The bill HB 3501 proposed allowing unhoused people to use public spaces without discrimination and time limitations regarding their housing status. According to the text of the legislation, quote, many persons in Oregon have experienced homelessness as a result of economic hardship, a shortage of safe and affordable housing, the inability to obtain gainful employment, and a disintegrating social safety net system, said the bill, which, of course, says nothing about the fact that people do get to control their own lives to some extent. It says nothing about the involvement in drug abuse and other forms of mental illness. The bill was sponsored by Representative Farah Chaichi, a Democrat whose district includes Beaverton, and Representative Khan Pham from Southeast Portland. Quote, decriminalization of rest allows local governments to redirect resources from local law enforcement activities to activities that address the root causes of homelessness and poverty. Okay, when you're talking about encampments, it's not rest. People don't go there to rest. They live there. They have their TVs plugged in. They have their video games plugged in. I've seen it. You've seen it. And the idea that you can't even suggest to someone that without being sued, if for anyone who suggests or expresses disrespect or asks someone from a homeless encampment to leave, this does not represent any kind of enlightened governance. Nor does a case, there's another case, it's in San Francisco, and a guard fatally shot a man at a Walgreens, and apparently the shooter will not be charged because he was a guard doing his job. Quote, the evidence clearly shows that the suspect believed he was in mortal danger and acted in self-defense. He had gotten into a conflict with a homeless individual. Nevertheless, there is a leftist supervisor in San Francisco. Remember, that's the same board of supervisors where they're talking about paying more than $1 million per person in slavery reparations to anyone left in San Francisco who is black. The supervisor wants to ban private security from using weapons against robbers. In other words, you could not, in this kind of situation where you get into a conflict with a homeless thief trying to shoplift in a store, you can't use your weapon. Listen to the logic. Clip 16.
Hey everyone, District 5 Supervisor Dean Preston. As the pressure continues to mount for the district attorney to release the videotape of Walgreens security guard shooting and killing Banco Brown, we also need to take some action to make sure this never happens again. That's why today at the Board of Supervisors, I will be calling for legislation to specifically prohibit security guards from drawing their weapons to protect property. Human life is more important than property. We need to change our local law so that security guards cannot unholster their weapons just to protect property.
Okay, again, the whole basis on which the DA made his decision was that it was more than just property, that the security guard had the right to believe that his life and well-being, his physical safety, was being compromised by the fight with Banco Brown. And Banco Brown, I think, was both a not only homeless, but he had the trifecta because he was also transgendered, which, of course, makes this a particularly trendy case. What about the case down on the border and the disaster that is being curated by the Biden administration? We'll talk about that with Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal, coming up.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA News Update. Governor Ron DeSantis applauding the decision by a federal judge in Florida to temporarily block the Biden administration's policy to release some migrants crossing the southern border into the U.S.
Anytime Florida could do something to make an impact, we have done it. We did beat them on catch and release. We're able to go back to that court and get the injunction yesterday.
The ruling comes as the pandemic-era rule, Title 42, which allowed authorities to quickly expel migrants, ends.
The man accused of using a deadly chokehold on a New York City subway train is out on bail after being charged with manslaughter. Daniel Penny did not enter a plea during his arraignment this afternoon. Penny's attorney says Penny risked his own life and safety for the good of his fellow passengers. Will it impact flights? United Airlines pilots hold protests today. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To welcome back to the show Jason Riley, who is an opinion columnist at the Wall Street Journal, where his column Upward Mobility has been running since 2016. He is also a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and provides television commentary for various news outlets. He is the author of four books and the author of a very provocative and relevant column called Biden's Border Bungling is a Gift to Trump. Jason, great to speak with you, and a happy weekend. Jason, do we have Jason? In his column has to do, of course, with the illegal immigration issue. The subheading is Illegal Immigration Helped Decide the 2016 Election. Why not try to avoid a repeat in 2024? Which is a question he's asking of Joe Biden. The idea that the immigration problem is simple and it's just a question of an act of will. Well, that's not the case, and certainly Jason Riley doesn't hold by that. But one of the points he makes at the very conclusion of his column is he said all of the Republicans vying to face Mr. Biden in next year's election, and there are a bunch of them already, stand to benefit politically from his immigration missteps, but none more so than Donald Trump. The former president's successful elevation of the issue on the campaign trail arguably did more than anything else to rally supporters and to put him in the White House, and the southern border is less secure today than when Mr. Trump left office. even without ever delivering on a border wall paid for by Mexico, and he never did, his handling of illegal immigration has been one of Mr. Trump's few political strengths. Democrats are foolish to play to it. We are having some technical difficulty hooking up Jason Riley with our broadcast. But the latest figures available from DHS, he writes in his column, show that apprehensions, a proxy measure for unlawful entries in the country, numbered more than 162,000 at the southwest border in March. In March, in 1 month. That represents a 25% rise over the previous month and more than three times the March average for apprehensions under the Obama or the Trump administrations. Illegal border crossings in the past fiscal year surpassed 2.3 million, the most ever. And the backlog of nearly 850,000 asylum cases waiting to be adjudicated is unprecedented. All of this is poised to worsen considerably in the short run. And in fact, all of the reports from the border indicate that it has gotten worse. And the difficulty with all of this has been that and even the West, the left has recognized this, is that there is no response from Joe Biden. There is no response from the administration that seems to be meaningful or credible. And the failure to show any leadership on the issue of immigration clearly is a tremendous drawback to the Biden candidacy. There's another piece, and I know the author of the piece, who is very much someone of the left, who, if anything, would be more in line with the Bernie Sanders point of view than with the Joe Biden point of view. But Harold Meyerson, who is a principal writer for American Prospect, one of the editors of American Prospect, says there's a very real prospect that Americans will go to the polls in 2024 opposing the Republicans and supporting the Democrats' positions on abortion, increased domestic investment, fairer taxes, a modernized infrastructure, the climate crisis, public health, and a host of other issues. And despite their support for the Democrats, they will put a Republican, most likely Donald Trump, in the White House. It's intriguing that someone from American Prospect would acknowledge that. But he continues. He says, if that happens, I suspect the reason will come down to Joe Biden's age. The Washington Post ABC poll released over the weekend was something of an outlier in showing Biden trailing both Trump and Ron DeSantis by levels outside the margin of error. Even if the poll sampling tilted a tad toward Republican voters, its findings on Biden's weaknesses have to be taken seriously. Foremost among those is the fact that Biden would start his second term at age 82 and finish it at age 86, and the fact that he's already showing his age in no small part by not showing up very often. Okay, we have Jason Riley. We'll get back to that question about Biden's age. It's called Biden anxiety. Jason, I'm glad to speak to you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. I'm glad we got that repaired. We're talking about your column in the Wall Street Journal, the most recent column about Biden's border bungling. Okay, given the fact that there seems to be unanimous agreement, total American consensus, that Biden and Harris, who he has put in charge of border matters, have not done an adequate job in handling issues of border security. What could they do better?
Oh my goodness, where to be? Where
well,
to begin?
I know we don't have enough time, right?
They have to make it clear that if you come illegally, you won't be able to stay. They have not gotten that message to the people coming. The people coming are convinced that if they make it into the country, chances are they will be able to stay. And so long as they feel that way, they're going to keep coming. And I think that Biden is reluctant to crack down on border security because the left wing of his party now equates it essentially with racism. And that's where progressives are on this issue. Any kind of enforcement of our immigration laws, they equate with racial discrimination. And that's the dilemma he's in. But that is what needs to be done. He needs to make it clear that if you come, you will not be able to stay.
And again, if you come without legal authorization,
right.
Wouldn't it be helpful in this process if they cleared away some of the bureaucratic hurdles and made it easier for people to actually apply to come legally?
Absolutely, absolutely. But the immediate concern is the crush on the border right now. We have to get some order in place before I think we can turn to fixing the legal system. I agree the legal system needs to be fixed. Right now, it's being abused. People are coming claiming to be fleeing persecution and danger when they're really just coming in search of jobs.
Okay, I think we get to continue the conversation with Jason Riley of The Wall Street Journal. How will this play out in the campaign? We will get to that and to more coming up with Jason Riley on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To speak with my friend Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal. His most recent column is about Biden's border bungling, which is nicely alliterative, but it's obviously true. The point that we were just discussing briefly off the air is that, okay, you can't blame Biden for Title 42, and you can't blame him for it being sunset, the fact is that we are no longer in a COVID emergency, at least not officially, and so this particular procedure disappears. But what you can do is say that Biden should have seen this coming. And there should have been some kind of arrangement to compensate for it or to deal with the difficulty. How could that have worked out more specifically?
Well, members of Biden's own party were trying to offer him a legislative off-ramp here. There was a bill sponsored in the Senate by bipartisan support. Joe Manchin was a sponsor. Kyrsten Sinema, the independent who votes with Democrats in Arizona, Tom Tillis, the Republican from North Carolina, John Cornyn, the Republican in Texas, they were trying to put forth a legislative extension of Title 42 for a couple years to get the situation on the border under control. You have Democratic governors telling Biden they're overwhelmed with illegal immigration, New York State declared a state of emergency over illegal immigration recently. You've had Democratic mayors of cities like Washington, Chicago, and so forth. So it's clear that Biden's own party wants him to do something about it. His poll numbers, we know he hit a recent all-time low in terms of his job approval rating. Well, when it comes to his ratings on his dealings with illegal immigration, they're even lower than his overall rating. So the voters are telling him that they want something done. And again, I just think he is in the thrall of a progressive caucus in his party that doesn't believe in border security.
And how do you affirm a commitment to border security? Go for that sort of legislation that the Biden administration could have supported with bipartisan support?
I think that's a start. I mean, and if you want to win some goodwill with Republicans, that is the way to go. And I will concede, Michael, that there are Republicans out there arguing in bad faith. They will never come to the table. They want a reduction in both legal and illegal immigration. You're never going to get them. But I think there is a critical mass of fair-minded Republicans arguing in good faith and want to go back to their voters and say, listen, we did something on security. Now we can do something on providing more legal pathways for, say, Dreamers or for farm workers or for something or for some other group. I think there's a critical mass of Republicans that are for doing that, as well as the American people, Republicans and Democrats alike. And those are the types of people that Biden needs to reach.
In terms of President Trump, the other night on Wednesday night when he was on CNN, he had brief mention of the wall. And then there's a question of how much wall he actually built, because it was by no means covering the entire border. But people have been saying, well, wait a minute, if the wall was supposed to work so well, why is it not working now? Did Biden dismantle the wall after Trump built it? What's the story?
Well, I think the issue here is that what Donald Trump proved in 2016 is that a Republican president could run on border security and win. That hadn't happened before Donald Trump came along. And given that history, the mystery is why Democrats would be playing to his strength by doing what they're doing and ending the Remain in Mexico policy, ending Title 42 with no plan to replace it. I mean, these Democrats who think the world will end if Donald Trump is reelected are giving him his favorite issue on a silver platter. And it is Democratic political malpractice to be doing this, playing to his strength this way. Yet that is what they're doing. Donald Trump's rhetoric on immigration has resonated with millions and millions and millions of people, even if he never delivered on a border wall, and even if he never got Mexico to pay for it. It's still an issue that works for him.
Okay, and so if you were advising Joe Biden, or frankly, if you were advising another Republican to talk responsibly about it, one of the essential things that you want to do is to clear away the bureaucratic backlog, the whole idea of letting people in who are applying for asylum, sometimes fraudulently.
Often fraudulently.
Yeah, and okay, so what do you do to get that straight?
Well, we need to revisit our asylum laws. And you have to remember where these laws came from. I mean, this is post-World War II. This is the thinking behind it was, listen, if someone is really fleeing for their lives, they don't have to come through some official port of entry to get into the U.S. We'll get them here, and we'll worry about the rest later. But people have started to exploit this generosity in American asylum laws. The word has gotten out that they're lenient. It's really started to ramp up under President Obama, and it's gotten worse since then. And Title 42, as you said, it was a health emergency, and that health emergency is over now. But Title 42 was helping to address this problem, and we needed some sort of legislative extension of it to further address the problem. But again, the word needs to get back to the people coming that we do not have lenient policies when it comes to our asylum policies or comes to illegal immigration in general. And right now they are not getting that message. That needs to be made clear. And I think if it is made clear, people will behave accordingly.
The statistics, though, show that during the Trump administration, with all of the message sending that he was doing, and he was doing a lot of it, and partially building a wall, there wasn't a rapid or dramatic decline in the number of illegal entries, was there?
Well, there was in his first year in office. After that first year, it began to tail off. And then, of course, in his final year, we had the pandemic, and we have the Title 42 measure put in place. But during the first year, there was a decline, a rather dramatic decline, and he can take credit for that. And I think part of it was his rhetoric on the issue, even though he never delivered in terms of policies. But I do think there was a lot to say for the particularly the Remain in Mexico policy, because what has happened is people come, claim asylum, and then they're released into the country while that claim is adjudicated. And that process can take years. And if they had to wait outside of the country, I think they'd be less likely to make a fake asylum claim.
Right. And the other thing about the Remain in Mexico policy is it had the full buy-in of AMLO, of the Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the president of Mexico. This was not Remain in Mexico. Here, we're going to stick you with them. This was with the cooperation of the Mexican government.
And it's in our economic interest to get this right, Michael. We have a labor shortage in this country. The Chamber of Commerce put out a study a few weeks ago that said even if everyone who is looking for a job found one tomorrow, we'd still be around 4 million workers short. That's how many more job openings there are than there are people looking for work. That message has gotten to these people in Central America who are coming north. They know America is hiring. That is the real driver of this. And it is in our interest, so that we can be as productive as possible, to have workers filling jobs that are open right now. And so we need to get this right. And that's going to be on Biden if we can't do that.
Well, clearly, and it's going to be on Biden as well if we end up with a default in the United States, which was also talked about in the Trump show on Wednesday night. Jason Riley, opinion columnist for The Wall Street Journal, wishing you and the family a wonderful weekend coming up. When we come back on the Medved Show, there are a couple of movies that are out today, including a whole different side of Jennifer Lopez that you've seen before, where she's trying to be a trained killer, a killing machine. Why? Because in the new movie, The Mother, she's protecting her long-lost daughter. We will get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.